We have our latest numbers measuring economic anxiety in this fall of 2020. I'm David Brancaccio. There are public opinion surveys, and then there are statistically rigorous ones like our Marketplace Edison Research Poll. The previous one was in the spring. The latest we're releasing this morning. It finds the Economic Anxiety Index is down only a sliver from its all-time high during this lockdown spring. Joining us for more is Larry Rosen, president and co-founder of Edison Research. Morning, Larry.
Hi, David.
Strange times, right? More than a third of the people we found are losing sleep because of their financial situation. Yet the survey you did asked about people's personal financial situation. 48% said it's better than 4 years ago. What gives?
I think we just have big differences between how people see the last several years versus how they see the last several months.
So many people feel they're better off than 4 years ago, but still disapprove of President Trump's handling of the economy?
Yeah, that was one of the really interesting dualities of what we saw in the data. And you would think that normally that would be the kind of thing that would really portend well for someone to be reelected. However, at the same time, a significant majority of people say they disapprove of President Trump's handling of the economy. And the current numbers for President Trump are the worst he has seen. They were worse than we ever saw when we asked about President Obama. So we do have this interesting story where people say, I actually feel better off in general than 4 years ago, but I am not happy with the leadership of the president when it comes to the economy.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about people's personal financial situation, but then you get, you know, how are you doing kind of questions. We asked about, for instance, would you find it difficult or somewhat difficult to pay an unexpected expense of $250? That's like your alternator going. And 47% say it would be difficult or somewhat hard to come up with that kind of money.
Like you implied, $250 for many people is the kind of unexpected expense that you may run into with some regularity. And you just see how close to the edge many, many people are living. In particular, Black respondents to our survey, 23% said it would be very difficult. So, you know, there's large segments of American society who are living paycheck to paycheck, and any disruptions can really mess up their plans. And of course, we're living in a time where there are so many disruptions. So it's just a real expression of just how much nervousness and concern there is out there.
Fascinating findings from this poll about how people see the issue of race and racism play out in their careers. Now that we have your survey data in our hands, we'll be doing a lot of reporting on that. Before we go, can we rest for a moment, Larry, on one Marketplace Edison Research finding? You asked this: how much do you worry about COVID-19? A lot? A little? Not at all? What did you find?
Well, about half of everyone says they worry a lot, 51%. But what's really interesting to me is that 17% said that they are not at all worried about COVID-19. In particular, white men and people who say they intend to vote for President Trump in the fall are much more likely to say they are not at all worried about COVID-19.
I'm looking at the grid here. Among those who said that they have or will vote for President Trump, 30% said they do not worry about COVID-19 at all.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to dig in deeper to the data to get a sense for who are these people and why aren't they worried. I'm sure there's a variety of reasons why they're not worried. But one of the things I think we're going to want to learn a lot more about is how have you come to the point where you're not at all worried about this virus?
Larry Rosen, co-founder and president of Edison Research. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, David.
The polling for this was conducted September 25th through October 8th. President Trump was revealed to have COVID right in the middle of that survey period. Ahead of the last presidential election, Marketplace Edison Research pollsters asked if people thought the economy was rigged in favor of certain groups. Back then, lots on the left and the right thought, yes, it's rigged. You should hear what we found this time. If you missed that discussion on the air today, marketplace.org has it on the homepage. Look for rigged. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said yesterday that it will be difficult to pass new stimulus before the election. The Dow future is down 273 points now, 1%. S&P down 1%. NASDAQ down 1.4%. The CAC 40 index in Paris is down 2.4% now after authorities ordered a nighttime curfew for Paris and some other French cities to quell the increase in coronavirus cases. We're now more than 6 months into this catastrophic wave of unemployment. I mention that because after 26 weeks on the benefit rolls, regular state jobless benefits normally run out. The Federal CARES Act offers an extension. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Mark Smith of Clackamas, Oregon, has been on unemployment since March when he was laid off from the factory where he worked as a janitor.
The initial 26 weeks was up. I was at zero balance.
He just put in for a 13-week federally funded extension called Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, or PEUC. He had to start a new application, download a PDF. He's not sure he did it right.
I'm hoping, doing like fingers crossed.
Switching to the federal extension should be seamless. The rules for qualifying are the same, says Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project. But
we're seeing a much bigger drop in regular unemployment insurance than we're seeing an increase in PEUC.
Some states are making people reapply for benefits, causing delays. Mark Smith is waiting to find out if he's gotten the extension. Until then,
I'm like trying to hold every cent.
He's been living on about $300 a week in unemployment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And here's a number. College enrollment in this COVID fall semester down 4% overall, but down 16% for first-year students. That's from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. The number of first years was down nearly 23% for two-year community colleges. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.